The Missouri Corn Update is brought to you by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. Hello, I'm your host, Michael Clements, and this week we talk with the new Missouri Corn Growers Association President, Mike Moreland of Harrisonville. We'll talk to him in just a moment.
Our trading relationship with Mexico and Canada is critical to the success of American agriculture. Our North American neighbors buy more than $3.2 billion of U.S. corn products annually, supporting thousands of American jobs and farms. Now we can solidify this valuable partnership through the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement, or USMCA. Learn more about the importance of USMCA for corn growers at mocorn.org. Brought to you by Missouri Corn Growers. Working together, we're growing corn markets with exports, ethanol, and livestock.
Again, new Missouri Corn President Mike Moreland joins us from Harrisonville. And Mike, welcome to the program and congratulations on becoming the association president.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I look forward to the coming year on new things we can do and whatever we can do to help corn in this country, in this state.
Leadership at Missouri Corn's not a new thing for you. And how have you been involved in the organization leading up to this point?
Well, I've just kind of come up through the ranks. I have served as the chairman last year and the vice chairman of the Merchandising Council before that. And I've been the vice president and the treasurer. So we kind of have a process where you move up through the ranks every year as you build up your leadership abilities. And I'm here at the president's level now.
Well, it's been a tough growing season. And with that in mind and your new leadership role, what are your goals as president?
We have to work on trade. Even with all the production issues that we've had this year with the flooding and wet weather, we still will have a lot of corn to market, and we need to work on trade. That's probably my biggest area to focus on. We need to get Congress to get USMCA passed. I think once we get that, other trade agreements will be a lot easier to get done. China has kind of been a problem area. We need to work on that. You know, bright spot, Japan, we've just got to deal with Japan on a new trade agreement, which should open up even more corn going into Japan. So, but trade is the number one issue with me right now.
Well, we look forward to seeing that work pan out over the next year. And Mike, what about ethanol? I'm sure that's a priority for you as well.
It is. You know, a lot of our corn here goes toward ethanol, and a concern that I have, as most corn growers, is the EPA handing out waivers to some of the bigger oil companies. You know, they just announced another 31 new waivers here recently, and it brings the total up to 85. That's over 4 billion gallons of ethanol that won't be produced now because of waivers handed out by the EPA. And that has a big effect in our corn economy. So we need to get that rectified.
Well, as we look forward to the next year and the work you'll be doing on behalf of Missouri corn farmers, how important is that representation of you and others from the Corn Board on NCGA action committees?
It is great. It puts our local and state issues at the national level. I have served on several different committees, and the committee I'm on this year is the Market Development Action Team. And that's where I talk about trade. That's what I do at the national level. We work on trade issues and trade deals. You know, it has a direct effect on us back here in Missouri. So very, very important.
Well, as we begin to wrap up, can't let you go without a harvest update. Are combine drilling in your neck of the woods yet?
There are a few. There's in some areas, there's been quite a bit of corn picked. Around us, we didn't have a lot of corn planted, so our corn is just about now ready to harvest, you know, depending on weather. We've had quite a few rains here recently, and we're really not in the field yet even. But there is some corn being harvested. I think it's, you know, 18-20%. But a few days like we've had this past week in the 90s have, I'm sure, dried it down some. But as soon as the ground dries out, we'll be hitting it hard. So.
And what about the growing season in your area? I know it was variable really across the nation, but how did things pan out for you?
Well, definitely no lack of water. Everything went in late, but the crop looks very good. And I think we'll have an average, if slightly not above average, yield on the corn we have. But the problem is there's so many acres that weren't planted this year. It'll be interesting what the total numbers come out to be. So,
Mike, any final thoughts here as we look forward to your year as president?
Right now, I just want everybody to be safe at the harvest. Look out for people on the road when you're moving equipment. Take care of yourself. You know, some of these nights can get long and you get kind of stressed out, but take care of yourself, watch out for other people. And I want to give a shout out to our current past president, Mark Scott. He did a tremendous job for us here at the state, and want to wish him well.
Well, thanks for your time today, Mike, and best of luck over the next year.
Thank you.
Again, that's Mike Moreland, Missouri Corn Growers Association president. Learn more online at mocorn.org.